It's not just basketball and football cards that are going up, it's UFC cards as well. We'll tell you which ones are going up the most in today's Top 5 Cards.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies. And at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love.
Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday. A day today that has me a little bit nervous. We've got to get a win tonight for my Atlanta Braves. Do you think it's going to happen? Who do you think is going to win tonight's game? Are the Braves going to get it done? Let me know your prediction for tonight's game in the comment below. And I might even have a prize for whoever gets closest to the winner and the score of tonight's game in the comments. Let me know that. But hey guys, today we've got some hot sports cards to talk about. And of course, this episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with Price Guide Beta within the eBay app and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub. Okay, before we get to the top five cards, I've got a special announcement for you. Last week on this show, I told you about this incredible magazine, Basketball Card Fanatic. Well, they've decided to make their offer for listeners of this show even better. They're now going to give away a free digital issue. So if you want to check out this magazine, which is fantastic, fantastic basketball card information, you can go to their website, bcfmag.com, and you can download any of their past digital issues for free. You can get any one for free by using promo code SCIFREE. And then if you like what you see, which I think you will, you can then subscribe and get 10% off a 6-month or 12-month subscription by using promo code SCI. Again, that's bcfmag.com, promo code SCIFREE to get a free digital issue, and then promo code SCI to get 10% off your 6-month or 12-month subscription. All right, guys, there are some cards that have gone absolutely crazy. You ready to talk about them? Let's get started. It's time for today's Top 5 Cards. In the number 5 spot today, we're starting with UFC, a fighter who has looked dominant, Khamzat Chimaev. Yeah, if you've watched any of his UFC fights, this guy is scary good. He's now moved to a 10-0 record after getting a submission this past weekend in UFC 267. And the way that he went about that was absolutely dominant. In fact, he has only absorbed one punch in his last 4 fights. He's earned a reputation as one of the scariest prospects in UFC history, and it seems like nobody wants to fight this guy. Of course, that reputation also means good things for his card prices. And here we're gonna take a look. I brought up a few of Chimaev's 2021 Prism base cards on the screen. I've got his base card in raw condition, and you can see how that one has escalated quickly over the course of the last 4 weeks. I've also brought it up in SGC 9.5 and SGC 9 condition. Now, there's not as many of those that have sold, but we are seeing more and more SGC cards in our data. In fact, for a lot of these cards that are recent cards, ultra modern cards, that are not super high-end cards, we're seeing SGC grading a lot of these cards, and we're seeing these cards come into our data now more frequently with market movers. And that's because SGC is offering a very affordable grading service right now and also very fast turnaround time. So it's that combination of things that has a lot of sports card investors using SGC at this moment. By the way, if you want to submit cards to SGC or any other grading service, consider our bulk grading submission service in partnership with Got Baseball Cards. You can go to our website, sportscardinvestor.com, and click on grading. You're going to save a little money if you submit through us. But back to Chimaev's cards. Look at the rise that these cards have been on. That base Prism Raw card is up 214% over the course of the last 4 weeks. This was a very inexpensive card. It was only a $6 card to begin with. That card is now punched over $20. Nice to see that increase. And those SGC cards, while there's only a few sales of them, the SGC 9 is up over 200%. The SGC 9.5 is up almost 100%. No matter which of his cards you have, chances are it's been a pretty good last few weeks in terms of your return on investment. In the number four spot, we're going with a young wide receiver who is starting to break out a bit this year, Michael Pittman Jr. of the Indianapolis Colts. And Pittman's having a nice year for himself. He's starting to emerge in Indy. He has 45 catches so far this year for 594 yards, four touchdowns. He is, of course, a second-year player out of USC, and he's found a nice connection with Carson Wentz, which has allowed him to really become a premier receiver on that team. Now, not many of his cards have been graded. Not a lot of people have submitted his cards for graded. But there has been pretty strong sales volume around the few cards of his that are graded, as well as a lot of his raw cards over the last couple of weeks as his popularity in the hobby has started to increase. And on the screen here, I brought up his Mosaic base card in PSA 10. There have been 63 of those graded so far in PSA 10 condition. And I brought up his Prism Silver card in raw condition. Both of these cards have had a nice couple of weeks. Here we're looking at the last 14 days. There's not a ton of sales to go off of, but there's enough sales to show us that there is a nice trajectory. That 2020 Prism Silver Raw card is up 360%. It's only $15 today, but it was selling for as little as $3 just 2 weeks ago. And that Mosaic card in PSA 10 condition, you could have picked that one up just over a week ago for about $18, the most recent sale of that card around $40. Again, not a ton of sales of these cards, so you gotta watch out for outliers, but from what we are seeing, Pittman's cards are heating up overall, and if him and Carson Wentz can build on that connection, it'll be fun to see what his cards can do as the season progresses. All right, now we're getting to some players that are really popping off the charts. In the number three spot, Tyler Herro. And you guys know Tyler Herro's name well because he's been a hobby favorite for better or for worse over the last couple of years. He certainly was a big time hobby favorite in 2020 during the bubble when he helped lead the Miami Heat on an incredible run. But then in the regular season last year, he fell out of favor with the hobby and his card prices dropped a lot. However, this year, this season, he has really bounced back. He's averaging 22 points per game so far through six games, and this is after a very strong preseason as well. He's shooting nearly 40% from the three-point stripe so far this season. His rebounds are up, his assists are up, and his card prices are up. And by the way, the volume of sales of his cards are up dramatically as well. We're seeing some incredible sales volume. In fact, his 2019 Prism base card in PSA 10 has over 296 sales over the course of the last month. That's a pretty strong sales volume, especially compared to what that card was doing in the months prior. Let's take a look at how this has affected some of his card prices. His 2019 Prism base card in PSA 10 on the bottom of the screen over the last 60 days, and his 2019 Prism silver card in PSA 10 at the top of the screen over the last 60 days. Look at both of those go up. And it may not look like the base card is going up so much, but when you switch to look at price change by percentage, you can see that it has gone up actually even slightly more than the silver card from a percentage standpoint when you compare the two. And the rise of both of these cards has been absolutely impressive. His base Prism card is up 112% over the course of the last 60 days. That card is currently selling for about $106. That card was selling for as low as $44 less than 60 days ago. His Prism Silver card, similar story. That card is up almost 100% over the course of the last 60 days. No matter what Tyler Herro cards you have, they're back to being red hot once again. In the number two spot, the hottest basketball player in this young season, Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges cards have absolutely popped off the chart, and for good reason. Now, you guys know that he is the Hornets forward. He actually rejected an extension this offseason. Starting to look like a good choice now. He may be able to command more money as a result. His start to the season has been explosive. He's averaging 24.6 points per game through his first seven games. His rebounds are up, his assists are up, his steals are up. All around, he is a much better player this year. As you can imagine, his sales volume is up and his prices are up as well. So here on the screen, we're gonna look at his 2018 Optic base card in PSA 10, his 2018 Prism base card in PSA 10, and his 2018 Prism silver card in PSA 10, and look at all of these take off like a shot out of a cannon. This is over the last 30 days. That Prism silver card, it's up 155%. That Optic base card, it's up 174%. And that Prism base card, it's up 226% over the course of the last 30 days. Who says base cards are dead? His base cards are popping off of the charts right now. That Prism base card, as a matter of fact, in PSA 10 condition, and this is all 2018, his rookie year, it was $45 on October the 4th. Today, that card would set you back almost $150. That card has gone from $45 to almost $150 over the course of 30 days, thanks to a red hot start to the season by Miles Bridges. Now, if we had recorded this video prior to Sunday, there's no doubt that Miles Bridges would have been in the number one spot. But something happened Sunday to propel someone else into that position. Can you guess who it is? Before I tell you, let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs in today's episode are from Market Movers. And you can check out Market Movers for free by downloading the Market Movers app on your phone. Just search for Market Movers in the App Store. Okay, guys, it is time for the number one spot today. And an absolutely incredible performance on Sunday by Mike White, the New York Jets quarterback, put him into the number one spot. And what a performance it was. He had the opportunity Sunday, of course, to fill in for an injured Zach Wilson. Now, Mike White was a fifth round pick out of Dallas in 2018. He came out of Western Kentucky. And on Sunday, he finally got his opportunity. He passed for 405 yards and three touchdowns in a stunning win over the Cincinnati Bengals. And now he's going to start again on Thursday. Jets fans are thrilled to see this guy's breakout performance. And anyone who has been holding Mike White cards is thrilled as well, because look at these graphs, ladies and gentlemen, on the screen. Now, these are all of Mike White's 2018 rookie cards in raw condition, because there's so few of his cards graded. But these things have taken off like crazy over the last few days since that performance on Sunday. This is his 2018 Optic base card in raw condition, his 2018 Optic holo card in raw condition, and his 2018 Prism base card in raw condition. I also brought up his 2018 Prism silver card in raw condition as well. And just to set some perspective here, if you go back 90 days ago, if you go back over the summer, his Prism base card in raw condition was selling on eBay for $1.50. His Optic base card in raw condition was selling on eBay for 49 cents. 49 cents. His Prism silver card was selling for $7, and his Optic holo card was selling for 99 cents. These are actual sales on eBay that all occurred. These are dollar bin cards at any card show. They may even be in the quarter bin at a lot of dealer booths at any card show you go to. Well, how about now? His Prism silver card over the weekend sold for almost $90. $90. His Optic Holo Raw card sold for as much as $40. Again, a card that was less than a dollar 90 days ago just sold for $40. And even his base Optic card and his base Prism card are steadily selling in the neighborhood of $15 each after being dollar bin cards even just back to a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely incredible, the percentage increases. I mean, we're talking literally a percentage increase of almost 3,000% on that Optic holo card. Absolutely insane how one weekend of performance can cause the sports card market to absolutely pop off. It's one of the reasons why I love it. The market is so dynamic and it's so fun to watch that type of thing happen. Do you have any Mike White cards? I hope you do. I didn't have any, but today I'm wishing I had some. That's it for today's Top 5 Tuesday, but check out Basketball Card Fanatic Magazine, bcfmag.com, and get your free digital issue using promo code SCIFREE or save 10% off your next 6-month or 12-month subscription using promo code SCI. And download that Market Movers app from the App Store. Try out Market Movers for free. All right, guys, I appreciate you watching. Hit that subscribe button and that bell icon if you haven't already, because we've got some great episodes planned for you over the next couple of weeks. You are going to want to see them. Make sure you're subscribed and make sure you got that bell icon so you hear about them when they come out. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day and go Braves. Take care.